WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have some drizzle and 52 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Our forecast is calling for cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradual clearing and mostly sunny this afternoon, a high around 68. In the news, sheriff's deputies responding to a report of a stranded motorist in Fremont County early this morning ended up arresting two people on drug charges. According to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, 21-year-old Sierra Adkins of Clarinda was arrested at around 2:50 a.m. about 5 miles east of Riverton for drug-related public intoxication. Upon further investigation, deputies located in the vehicle about 3 grams of methamphetamine, baggies, a scale, and numerous other items of drug paraphernalia. They also arrested 39-year-old Heath McLernan of Clarinda for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, carrying a loaded firearm, and possession of drug paraphernalia. McLernan was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond, while Adkins' bond was set at $300, and she was being held in the Montgomery County Jail. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on Wednesday announced that loan and grant funds will be provided to applicants in 11 states to support businesses, improve the quality of medical care, and create or save hundreds of jobs. The funding is provided through the USDA's Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. In the KJAN listening area, the Central Iowa Power Cooperative received a $1 million loan to construct a dormitory for Southwestern Community College in Creston. Vilsack said the USDA's action is one part of the department's efforts to strengthen the rural economy. Funding of each recipient of the grants and loans is contingent upon the recipient meeting the conditions for those grants or loans. The Harlan Police Department reported yesterday the arrest last week of two Walnut residents on an active Shelby County warrant. 29-year-old Gabriel Brown and 22-year-old Rachel Long were arrested May the 16th and taken into custody to the Shelby County Jail, where Brown was served with a warrant for interference with official acts, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, and prohibited acts penalties. His warrant was for joint criminal conduct. On Monday, May the 20th, the Harlan PD took 41-year-old Jeffrey Ross of Portsmouth into custody when officers were called to a disturbance at the Big House Bar. Following an investigation, Ross was arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with assault causing bodily injury for allegedly striking Brent Knaus of Panama. Ross was also charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct. That same day, 25-year-old Jackie Thielen of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant for violation of an order for compulsory education. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail. And this past Tuesday, officers in Harlan were called to the Durant Street Country Store, where clerks had observed a possible theft of liquor. Officers later located 32-year-old Mariah Thuringer of Council Bluffs and 30-year-old Jesse Davis, both of whom were arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail. Thuringer was charged with theft in the fifth degree, and both she and Davis were charged with public intoxication. The Harlan City Council is taking bids for the 2013 sewer rehabilitation project. In a council meeting held Tuesday, the council approved Resolution 2012 to order bids to be advertised for the proposed plan, specifications, and form of contract for that sewer rehabilitation project. The detailed plans and specs were prepared by Veenstra and Kim Engineers. A public hearing will be held at the next Harlan City Council meeting on Tuesday, June 4th. In other business, the Harlan City Council approved an amendment to the 2012-2013 city budget and approved the joint participation agreement with SWPCO for taxi services. The Shelby County supervisors approved the same agreement with SWPCO during their meeting on Tuesday as well. Towards the end of the meeting, Harlan Mayor Gene Geddes gave an update on the filming of Today in America. He said the filming crew is planning on being in Harlan between August and September. Councilman Dave Pedersen reported to the council that Thurkelson Center is looking for different display items each month. He said the center is looking for anything that people save or collect, such as Coca-Cola memorabilia, blankets, and anything in between. If you'd like to show off a display of collected items, you can contact Sherry or Alice at the Thurkelson Center. A 2013 graduating class at the Harlan Community High School raised the bar for future graduating classes this past Sunday when it comes to doing something notable on graduation day. The class had been encouraged to do something special while walking up to the podium to get their diploma. Harlan Community School District Superintendent Justin Wagner said it was a challenge from him and high school principal John Connell to do something special.
And we just said, you know, every year, across the country, really, and across the state, you always have kind of little things that seniors do, and this has been a great class. And we just kind of challenged them and said, hey, you know, this year when you walk up on stage, instead of, you know, handing something to the superintendent, which happens to me, I'm just the first person they see, we're going to challenge you to be special. You know, I mean, do something great. And we kind of left it at that.
And he says he didn't really know what to expect following the practice ceremony.
We didn't know quite what to expect, but we trusted him. It really is a special class. And so we got to graduation day, and the first student came up and shook my hand and gave her a hug. And she gave me money, so I put it in my pocket, you know. And, you know, the second one gave money, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. And, you know, obviously this went through 128 students. And a couple of students, as I, you know, gave them a hug, said this is for the, you know, Wounded Warrior Project.
Wagner said he was really proud of the kids who stepped up. He called it special since it was the entire class and not just one student. The three students who started the idea and took it off the ground were Drew Beach, Adam Zacone, and Hannah Early. The three had the idea and the rest of the students ran with it. The class raised a total of $359, and it's had a ripple effect, as Wagner said he would match those dollars raised by the students, and a Sioux City Anonymous donor is matching the total from the students and Wagner. Wagner said the moment will certainly make a lasting impression.
They definitely made their mark. There's just no question. I mean, this is, people are standing in a standing ovation. I looked at a video clip that somebody sent last night. It went on for like 38 seconds. You know, I mean, it seemed like forever, which was really cool. And adults were crying, and kids were emotional, and it was a special time.
Elsewhere in the news, representatives of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund have announced the fund is now classified by the IRS as a public charity, making contributions to the fund deductible. Melanie Petty, fund representative, says they incorporated as an Iowa nonprofit in 2011 and have been working toward IRS 501c3 designation since that time. Petty said it was a lot of paperwork, but they were fortunate to work with a local attorney whose attention to detail made the process go smoothly. The goal of the fund is to give back to the community that Trevor loved by supporting the projects and organizations that best represent his interests. Recently, the fund awarded three $750 scholarships to Atlantic High School seniors, Liz Gutenfelder, Jared Folk, and Noah Welter, during class night. While typically two annual scholarships are awarded at the high school level, a third was added this year, as representatives said they simply couldn't narrow down the applicants any further. In addition to the scholarships, each recipient's charity of choice will be gifted $200 on their behalf in hopes of encouraging the students to continue to support things that are meaningful to them. This year's charities include the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which was chosen by Gutenfelder, Remembering Our Fallen, chosen by Folk, and the Michael Rolf Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, that was chosen by Welter. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund hosts the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament and Silent Auction as their only fundraiser. And this year's event is scheduled for Saturday, August 10th at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Nearly a dozen more children at a Sioux City elementary school have been called in sick due to symptoms from norovirus. Officials at Bryant Elementary School said 11 children would be out on Wednesday. The Siouxland District Health Department announced this past Tuesday that lab results confirmed an outbreak of norovirus was to blame for an illness that's sickened dozens of students over several days. Norovirus is a common foodborne pathogen with symptoms that include vomiting and diarrhea. The last day of school for those students is today. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a British government official says two men suspected in a brutal attack on a British soldier in London have been investigated previously for possible terror links. One of the suspects is seen in a video shouting political statements and gesturing with bloody hands as he waves a meat cleaver. The body can be seen lying behind him in the street. Both men are in custody. President Obama is likely to talk about drone strikes in Guantanamo Bay when he delivers a speech to the National Defense University this afternoon. It was just yesterday that Obama revealed for the first time that since 2009, four American citizens have been killed in secretive drone strikes abroad. Three of those deaths have been known about before. A senator says when repeated sexual assaults take place in the military, there's with no accountability, it allows the culture to continue. Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York on NBC's Today Show addressed one of the latest cases in which an Army sergeant is accused of secretly taking pictures and video of at least a dozen women at West Point. The number of Americans applying for unemployment has dropped by 23,000. The federal government says 340,000 jobless Americans applied for unemployment last week. The decline is further evidence, they say, that the job market is slowly returning to health. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Joyce Wright, age 86, of Casey, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joyce Wright will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Leo Chaffa, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of Life services for Leo Chaffa will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Roger C. Hagedorn, age 75, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Services for Roger Hagedorn will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Anchor Christian Rasmussen, age 92, of Harlan, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Anchor Rasmussen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norman Lee Blunk, age 85, and C. Maxine Blunk, age 87, both of Atlantic, died in August of 2010 and December of 2012, respectively, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Combined memorial services for Norman and Maxine Blunk will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert K. Nelson, age 59, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Robert Nelson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dexter Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Larry Keith Slicer, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Larry Slicer will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Daniels, age 69, who's formerly of Griswold, died May the 17th at the Omaha Care and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Jim Daniels will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. A luncheon will be held at the Griswold United Methodist Church following the service. Joanne Renicki of Avoca died May 16th in Avoca. Funeral services for Joanne Renicki will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gary Malik, age 65, formerly of Denison, died December 4th in Kansas City, Missouri. Memorial services for Gary Malik will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leah Beebe Chadwick, age 90, of Summerfield, Florida, died March 22nd. Graveside services for Leah Chadwick will be on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. And Marvin Steffens, age 84, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in May in Kingman, Arizona. Funeral services for Marvin Steffens will be held Sunday at the Cross of Christ Church in Kingman. Sutton Funeral Home in Kingman has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.